Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, for those of you who are from another galaxy far, far away, Super Bowl is Sunday. Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots. And somebody is calling for the Patriots to be disqualified from the Super Bowl because of the deflation. Which is not going to happen.
Yeah, good luck with that.
No, not going to happen. But I think they should be fined, and I think they probably will be.
Yeah, I think the NFL is going to probably take some sort of action after the Super Bowl, after the season's done.
Yeah.
It'll probably be a fine, and they might take a draft pick away or something, too.
And they should. Yeah. I mean, it's cheating. Mm-hmm. Basically, no Wheaties box for you guys. All right, so, but on an even more personal note, poor Richard Sherman, because if he'd been playing for a team, of course Seattle wasn't a team, like 25 years ago, right? Dads were not expected in the delivery room. They paced around and waited till the baby was born. But he has a Preggers girlfriend, and the baby's due any moment. Now, the full moon is, I think, the 4th. I think it's February 4th, mm-hmm. which is three more days. So he most babies are born clustered around the full moon, so he may kind of luck out on this one. The question is, do you play football in the Super Bowl, or do you go and hold your girlfriend's hand while she's in labor? I guess it depends whether or not you want to have a girlfriend at the end of the Super Bowl. No.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'd feel about that. I guess if you're a player's wife or girlfriend in this particular case, that you've sort of come to expect the fact that that work has a different connotation than it does if your husband or boyfriend's an accountant or school teacher or something.
Well, and it's interesting too because I mean this is the Super Bowl. This is the biggest football game
of the year,
one of the biggest games that Richard's ever going to play in his life. And you know, even though he didn't, you know, he was in the Super Bowl last year because Seattle made it last year too, but. You know, it's so different than if it were, you know, a regular season game.
One wonders if it would be the same issue. And probably not. Although maybe. I don't know. They either play or you don't play.
There was a story a few years ago, actually more than a few now. Sean Alexander, he's actually a running back for the Seattle Seahawks, ironically.
They are a very fertile team, are they not?
Yeah. He was actually late arriving to a game. It was a regular season game. He was late arriving to a game because his wife was giving birth to one of their children, and I think he ended up showing up in like the second quarter of the game or something, and suited up and went out there and played. And so it was, but it's an interesting deal for sure.
A dilemma. Yeah, I wonder if men feel differently about it than women.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for me, it's hard for me to say because, I mean, I'm not in that situation, and I guess the only way I could really give an honest answer is if I were in Richard Sherman's shoes right now, and I'm not,
well,
so it's hard to tell if...
and part of it depends on how she feels, and again, right. I think that it's kind of like a politician's wife, you know, that you make your deal early on, that, you know, that there are going to be different issues in your relationship than there are in other people's relationship.
Right.
Can we say Ray Rice? But I suppose that's a different issue. I mean, it's one of those things. I think no matter, what he's decided is that the kid's not going to come till after the game.
I think he said, I don't want to quote him directly, but I think he said something like, I just hope he stays disciplined until after the game or something.
He actually said something more than that. Let me see if I can find it. let's see, what has he said? Let's see if I can find it. I think what he said was that he felt that the kid was going to be, let's see if we can find it. I think he's going to be a disciplined young man and stay in there. What a charming way to refer to it. Stay in there until after the game. Yeah. He's going to do his father his first favor and stay in there for another week or two. Well, do we know when the actual due date is?
I don't know if it.
They didn't tell us
that in the story, but I think they said she could, you know, or she'd
come
go into labor
time.
At any given moment.
Yeah, but they always say that. And first babies tend to be late rather than early.
Yeah.
Although my mother's statement was that the first baby can take, you know, 3 months or 4 months. After that, they take 9 months. But that was my mother's kind of cynical take on the world. But babies do tend to cluster around the full moon. So, but it could be either side of the full moon. And this is 3 days before. So,
yeah,
I think he's got a good shot at this.
He's quite the character too. Richard Sherman is. He's
very
intelligent guy and a very charismatic football player for sure.
Yeah, apparently Phil Mickelson carried a pager around in the final round of the U.S. Open and planned to leave his wife. Amy went into labor with their first child.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Mahon actually, in 2013, left the Canadian Open while sitting on a two-stroke final round lead so he could be with his wife as she gave birth. He passed up the chance to win a tournament and the $1 million that came with it.
Yeah.
But he probably it's one of those things. They're independent contractors. They play for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But he said the great PR Mahon got for his decision more than made up for it.
Yeah.
He's part of a team.
Yeah.
So that's...
That's the difference. Yeah.
let's see. If you go to polldaddy.com, can you pull that up to see what they're voting? Yes or no? I'd love to know if men are voting differently than women. If I had to guess... I would guess that women would vote he should be with his girlfriend, and men would vote they should play the game.
It looks like it's about 54% say no.
He should not skip the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah. 45, close to 46% say yes.
But there's no breakdown in terms of either age or sex.
No, it doesn't say that. No. I'd be curious to see what that is, though. Like you said.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if people are listening right now, this is one of those few times that, you know, you don't have to have a question, you can just have the answer. If we're up to you, and you get to, for just this moment, you get to be Mr. Sherman, Richard Sherman, and I want to know, would you go play the game, assuming that his girlfriend Lindsay goes into labor as the game starts? Now, again, labor can last for 24 hours, but let's assume she goes into labor. Would you go to the game or to the hospital? And just call 855-993-7569, all right? And we'll just, you know, if you want to comment on something else, you can. But I'm just curious. And you have to tell me whether you're male or female, assuming I can't tell from either your name or your voice. Presumably I can. But let's just do a quick brown telephone poll, right?
Yeah.
Cool. And just see what happens. See how many people we can put on. So here's the deal. Super Bowl's on Sunday. Seattle Seahawks are playing with the New England Patriots. Bill Belichick is probably not going to be barred, although I would keep him away from the footballs and the inflation machine. And no, move away from the air. And Richard Sherman plays for Seattle. And so the question is, if his girlfriend goes into labor, should he go to the hospital or to the to Arizona? All right. That's the other thing, is that she's in Seattle, right? So it's,
I think,
you know,
she's actually in Arizona.
Is she? Well, that would be a little smarter.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just, I mean, obviously she's not, if she goes into labor, she's not going to be at the stadium.
Well, she may be the halftime show. See, that's what, they're playing it all wrong. Here's what they should do. They should bring her to the game, and if she goes into labor, that they either deliver her in the, you know, she brings the OBGYN and everybody, and they either deliver her in the locker room so he can miss a play, or they do it as the halftime show.
Yeah, well, hey, there you go.
See? Done. Done, done, and done. They can dedicate, and they can bring the kid out at the end of the game instead of the trophy. Right.
Put a big congratulations to
to the baby.
Sherman on the birth of your
child. Well, he assumes going to be a son. So
yeah.
See, I've got the solution there. Maybe I should call Roger. Hi, Roger. This is one of your biggest fans. Not. I'm not a Roger Goodell fan. I am not.
I'm not either.
No, I don't think anybody is. I don't even think Roger is, and probably Mrs. Goodell isn't either. All right, so I've got the solution. All right, call me up and let me know. Would you go? Because I've got the solution, right? But would you go to the locker room or to the delivery room? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, absolutely. 855-993-7569. Rhonda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I was calling about the football player and his girlfriend.
Okay.
So I think if he loves her and wants to stay in a relationship with her, he should just do whatever she wants him to do.
Do you think, the question is, can you give an honest answer? If were you and you were married to a football player and this was the Super Bowl, what would you tell him?
Well, I'd probably tell him to play the game.
Why?
Because he's worked really hard to get there.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it. I probably would, too. Do you have children?
You know, I mean, I'm figuring, yeah, I have three, and my husband was at all of them. But I also love him a lot, and if he worked that hard at something, and
yeah,
I'm sure that's really, really important to him. And then if he decided he wanted to be with me, that would be great. But I still wouldn't want to have it out over his head saying, I made you stay.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I remember my daughter's dad was with me in the delivery room as well. But I got to tell you, I was so distracted. I mean, that, you know, I was giving birth, for heaven's sakes. And they could have had the Mormon Tabernacle Choir in with me, and it probably wouldn't have made any difference. The only thing
I felt
that,
like the whole tabernacle was in me, and I wasn't my birth. So,
I just been in the room. But so, and him being there, I suppose, was good for him. But I, you know, I was, what I'll tell you my issue, and maybe this is relates it, is he came to, I mean, she was born, she was fine, we counted fingers and toes. They then took me back to recovery. And for some reason, he had the idea that he shouldn't come back for like 6 or 7 hours or something. And about a half hour later, I was ready to go polka. And we didn't have cell phones, so I couldn't call and say,
right,
you know, dude. So by the time he came back, I was, you know, where have you been? And he said, oh, well, they said you needed to sleep. And I thought, don't you know me better than that? Sleep is a... So I didn't get, you know, during birth...
On the second or third child, that would have been good.
good point. During the birth, I mean, I was somewhat distracted. I was busy. But afterward, it would have been nice for him to hold my hand, and he wasn't there then. So, but I tend to agree with you.
I guess that's it. I really, really am happy that mine was there with me. I was. But
if it came down to it, you wouldn't say
that. The Super Bowl is only coming around maybe once in your lifetime.
Yeah, well, twice in this particular case, but
maybe twice. Yeah. Lucky him.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, and then the other issue, which is one of the things I was going to talk about, is distraction. You know, that how distracted are you going to be thinking, I wonder if she's going into labor and does she want me there and whatever. So you know, I don't know. I don't think there's an obvious answer in this one, but I think you're on the right track of saying, honey, tell me what you want. But I think it's a tough answer for a woman to give as well, because you're going to feel ambivalent. On the one hand, you want him there holding your hand, and on the other...
Right, and I think he will be in the same position, too, because he'll want to be at that Super Bowl, but he knows he should be there.
Yeah.
So, you know... Good luck.
Well, I think I came up with the perfect...
I like your answer of having them in the stand.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, and just, you know, I mean, look, the lock, you've been in a locker room, and they can disinfect it and set up, you know, delivery table and, you know, have her so he can go and bop instead of sitting on the bench, you know, when the other team has the ball, he can go in and hold her hand I think
and
that's
everyone's
the perfect
happy
solution.
In the end.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the perfect solution. But, you know, so maybe I'll call Roger and let him. Interestingly enough, we had, so you're saying ask her.
Well, if I'm him, that is definitely, I mean, because I think some women will be adamant that he doesn't have a choice of, I want you with me. There's no question. And then if you really love her and you're going to be with her, well, you kind of have to come to terms with that because that's what she wants.
Well, will she be honest about it or feel like, you know, she's got pressure about it? See, I'll tell you what I do.
Right.
I'd have her in the stands ready to, you know, to whisk her to the locker room and deliver. Mm-hmm. And I'd put a ring on it. It doesn't have to be the Super Bowl ring, but they're not even engaged, I don't think. I mean, it's a girlfriend. For heaven's sake, she's having your kid. You could, you know, ask her. That's what I would do.
Or couldn't
I would
have cameras in both places, and, you know, that would just stand back and forth, And then the men will be as happy as the women watching the Super Bowl because you'll have something, you know, that you can relate
Perfect.
To. There you go.
And you get the first live birth broadcast.
Exactly.
Janet Jackson's nipple will have nothing on her birth canal. It's going to be fantastic. The highest ratings ever.
I'm surprised someone hasn't thought of it.
Well, see, there they are. Well, if anybody listens to my program, we'll just call Roger and tell him we've come up with the perfect solution, and it makes him look like a hero. Roger does not look like much of a hero, especially when it comes to women these days. So, Roger, this is a way to redeem yourself. Have her in a special little place in the stands, and then have the locker room all set up if she decides to give birth. And you could even have a referee in there saying, safe, you know, backfield in motion, you know, illegal use of hands, the whole thing. And if our boy is smart, he will, you know, he will ask her to marry him the night before the Super Bowl. So we'll get it done. Although I must tell you, Manny, what was the woman's name from Michigan who called who said played the Super Bowl?
It was Georgia Ann. She called during the break, and she wanted to say she said that she thinks he should just play the game. If his girlfriend goes into labor, he should play the game anyway. So
well, in labor doesn't for those of us who've had children. I mean, going into
it
labor,
it could go for days.
Yeah, exactly. I went to the my daughter was a 10-month baby. I think she was perfectly happy where she was, and she was finally induced. And the doctor he said, well, you know, in 12 to 18 hours you'll give birth. And he came back to say goodbye to me. 2 hours later, said, "Oh my God, you're about to give birth!" And because I thought I can't do this for another 2 days because the contractions were like every 4 seconds or something. And he said, "Any other children you have, you're going to have them induced because you'll have them in taxi cabs." So hopefully she has more I don't know self restraint than I did or something. So, but I think I came up with the perfect suggestion. So
I think you did too.
All right, call Roger. We'll let him know. And he can finally redeem himself with all the women who think he's a jerk, which should probably include me at this moment. So,
I really don't know anything about it, except I think the reality TV might work.
That's true. People could be bidding. Where are the Kardashians when we need them? I mean, you know, there we go.
You could call them, too.
They could be the delivery room nurses. You know, mm-hmm. And who's that? Is it Katy Perry who's singing at halftime?
Yes.
She could do a lullaby. Yeah, I mean, I've got this all worked out, folks, that we can, you know,
it's
and everybody.
All doable.
And we can, the balloons at the end of the game can either be pink or blue instead of the
Fireworks.
Confetti.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, I've got it done, folks. They should put me in charge of the Super Bowl halftime.
Give them
a call. Yeah, right.
Make you a special event consultant, Dr. Jordan.
Exactly, for live births. There we go. I think it's going to be great. The History Channel can get involved in it. Yeah, Discovery Channel.
Watch now and see. There we go.
And for all those young boys who are watching the Super Bowl, we've just figured out a way to make sure that they use birth control going forward. A live birth. Men, not me. No more sex in America. 855-9. Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thanks, Rhonda.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy.
until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, just don't do so. You've got about, what have I got? About 20-some minutes, about 24, 25 minutes. So do not wait till 23 minutes from now, okay? Can we have a pact that you won't do that? Okay. Thank you. 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, so there was an article that I read this week about grudges. And Scorpios are kind of known to be kind of people who hold grudges. That we're, you know, we're very trusting until somebody sort of lets us down, and then we're not very malleable when it comes to trusting people again. Actually, I'm pretty good till the third time. The first time I figure, oh, well, I may have misunderstood. The second time I'm thinking, and then I don't want to play anymore after the second time, so. But there was an interesting article about grudges, and it said the problem about a grudge, and he used the word distraction, which is not what I would use. I would use the word that a grudge leaves you locked in the past. And the past, as we talked about today, and we talk about essentially a lot, is immutable. It's done. There's nothing you can do about it. Hence my response to the woman whose daughter had gone to a mass baptism of being mad at the grandmother for the rest of your life. It doesn't really serve anybody. So the idea being that a grudge, the person who wrote the article's point was that a grudge sort of keeps you distracted from doing other things. But every time you think about the grudge, then you're not thinking about what you're going to have for dinner or how to make your partner happy or where you'd like to retire or what to do to make your job more interesting or what to do to feel healthier or to lose 4 pounds or whatever it is that you want to do. So what you're doing is kind of mortgaging your present as well as your future to your past, and that's not a very wise use of time or energy, and since nobody has unlimited time or unlimited energy, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So we were and as I said, he was talking more about the distraction of grudges. I was talking about the fact that it just leaves you stuck in a negative place. And if, first of all, you don't want to be stuck any place, but if you're stuck in a negative place, you want to get out of it as quickly as possible, and a grudge doesn't do that. A grudge leaves you back where you were. And by definition, if it's a grudge, it was something that doesn't feel very good. All right. So one of the ways of thinking about that, which was different than what he was talking about, is a distraction. And so I thought, well, we talk about what are the distracting things in your life. And, well, the Seattle – and the question is, it's not only the Seattle Seahawks and Richard Sherman. The question is, are his teammates going to be distracted by worrying if he's distracted, which is – no one's ever kind of talked about that. I still think I have the perfect solution. So he doesn't have to be distracted. She's there in the – in the arena that he can pay attention to her, he can check with her, you know, periodically. Everybody wins. So what distracts you, Manny, other than me?
I don't know, it's hard to say if I have any real.
You're not a real distracting person?
No, not really. I mean, if I'm watching some sort of a sporting event, that will kind of distract me from. I mean, if somebody's trying to have a conversation with me about something else that's not related to what I'm watching on TV, if I'm watching a game or some sort, that's going to be, you know, the game is going to be my distraction, I guess.
I would say the opposite. I would say because you focus on the game and don't pay any attention to whomever's trying to talk to you, that they're trying to distract you unsuccessfully from whatever it is that you're doing.
Right.
So I have the kind of attention span of a gnat, but I think that women tend, you know, we talk about multitasking, and there's an actual, some data that suggests that there is no such thing as multitasking. The brain can only sort of process at most 2 issues at a time. It can probably do 2, at least in women. Maybe not in men, but in women. And for some reason, the female brain is better, you know, is better situated to deal with 2 things at a time rather than just one. Maybe because of dealing with children. It's a little unclear. It may have evolved that way. Of the brain that could deal with 2 things at the same time, survive longer, and kids survive longer, which means that genetic material got passed along. A little unclear about that. But the idea being that nobody can do more than about 2 things at the same time. So I'm distracted by almost anything. I mean, I'm distracted by a cute kid walking down the street, but, you know, I can get back to whatever it is that I was doing. And I'm like, for example, when I'm talking with you guys, someone asked me once what I was looking at when I was on the air. And I said, you know, I have no idea. Because there are lots of things for me to see. There's my producer, there's the clock, there's the computer, there's the list of callers. But when I'm focused on you, I listen with my entire being. And I do take notes, but I really take notes while you're talking. And I do it as much to focus as anything else. And it really does help. I can remember calls I've taken, you know, a long time ago. So it's really interesting. In my own life, I'm somewhat distractible. And not, I mean, it's not that I can't focus. It's just that there, that all sorts of things will sort of, I just notice. And part of it is, I suppose, learning to do field work early on. And you couldn't take notes because it made everybody uncomfortable. So you just remembered. And the idea that I'm not the person you want to be sitting next to at a dinner party if you dribble something, because I'll notice it. I won't necessarily say anything because I'm actually fairly well brought up and have relatively nice manners. But I'll notice it. So I'm distractible, except when I'm on the air. And then it's just a complete focus. All right, so let's hear what people on the Facebook said was their distraction.
Well, we had a couple people said Facebook itself. And that was Anna and Dina. They both replied Facebook. So,
well, and people have, you know, it's really interesting. As I've said, I don't think Facebook in its current iteration will exist in the same way in 5 years. I just think, as one of our callers this week pointed out, that kids in particular are just not aware of the consequences of the disclosures that they make on Facebook and how they don't go away.
Yeah.
And how damaging it can be. Your 13-year-old self is a different perspective and a different person, presumably, than your 30-year-old self. And that 13-year-old self isn't going to go away if it's on the Internet.
Yeah. And when you think about just the way Facebook has changed since it, I mean, it's been up, this, the site itself has been up for almost 10 years now, I think. And
what was the other one? The other one that's now gone away. I'm trying to remember because I just
It was MySpace too for.
Yeah, yeah, and MySpace gone.
Yeah, well, I think it's still there. It's just not.
You never hear about it.
Yeah,
anymore.
I don't think anybody really ever uses.
And Instagram, people sort of. I think for some reason it doesn't seem as big as it once was.
Yeah, and Twitter's still in full force, I would think, right now too. So. There's quite a bit of distractions in the world of social media, that's for sure.
And how often, you know, people get up in the middle of the night and check their accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really can be a distraction. And my whole thing is, you know, that I have no real objection. Well, I actually do have, it's not objections per se, it's just some concerns about how uncensored people are about their lives. And we know there have been a bunch of studies that say that a blank computer screen means it lowers your inhibitions, and you have no idea who's on the other end of that.
Yeah.
So.
Let's go to Margaret. Margaret says one of her biggest distractions is the news and the reporting or lack of reporting on the various networks.
Yeah. I think that... The news can be a distraction. We were talking yesterday, and one of my friends was very upset about what he called weather porn of, you know, especially people in New York, where this is going to be the storm of the century. There's never been anything like this. This is going to be the worst storm ever. And then it was like a dusting of like 6 inches or something. Now, admittedly, 6 inches is more than a dusting, but it's certainly a whole lot less than... Well, it was certainly a lot less than Boston got, but even Boston's isn't the storm of the century. We talked about the storm of the century was what we decided in 1977 upstate New York, 10 feet of snow in 24 hours.
Yeah.
What can I tell you?
120 inches. That's what's going to stick in my mind about that. Yeah. 120 inches.
Suck it up, Boston. All right. 855-99-DR-JOY. Margaret, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy. First,
yes.
I want to thank you very much for your great advice, the wisdom you gave me. I was the one called you about I found my daughter, adopted daughter in China 30 years ago, about a month ago.
Right.
But today, I need your advice for a different issue.
Okay.
My mother, who lives in a nursing home, and now she's near the end of her life. She may be gone a few days or maybe a few months, according to nursing home.
Okay.
And my brother is coming from Hong Kong next Monday, which
okay.
It means it will be family gathering together for lunch or dinner. Just think about meeting family member. It caused me not able to sleep and breathe.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold, and we'll come back, and you can tell me why you're specifically feeling anxious. All right, and I'll walk you through it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100. Commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking with Margaret, who's got a mom that is terminal, and her brother's coming from Hong Kong, would you say, next week?
Yes.
Okay. And why are you, have you not seen your brother for a very long time?
Yeah, the problem is not even with him. My brother and my sister lives here. I love my family very much, but then took me 50 years to find out my father is a person with a mask, he's a manipulator, and my brother's puppet of my father, because my father leave all the assets to him. which is my brother. So my brother will do whatever, you know, my father orders. And my sister, she is kind of like a narcissistic personality. Every time I see her, she will examine me from my top, my face to my feet, and told me my face has this, that. You know, she's very critical and jealousy with my success. And basically, when I see these people, it causes me the anxiety.
Margaret, yes. listen to me. First of all, what you're doing is you're hyperventilating. So square breathing will really help you, which is inhaling to the count of four, holding to the count of four, exhaling to the count of four, and holding to the count of four. And you can just practice that. That will help you with that sense that you can't quite get your breath. All right, but beyond that, this is a stupid and cheerful situation, Margaret. Your life works just fine. And for good or for ill, your family lives halfway around the world. Because of your mom's illness, that everybody's going to come, but then they're going to leave. And whether you decide to have a relationship with them or not is going to be partially up to you and partially up to them. But while they're here, your sister can say anything she wants. She can believe anything she wants. But that doesn't mean it has to affect you. You can just look at your sister and think, you know, just laugh. If she says, gee, Margaret, you put on weight, say, you have such a great sense of humor that nobody can hurt your feelings if you just laugh. If you just treat the whole thing as a big joke. And now your stomach may not feel terrific, but the more you get in the habit of just treating the whole thing as you were so silly, you were such a stupid woman that you don't know that she's trying to insult you. Don't do the heavy lifting of helping her to insult you. And the thing with your brother and your father, your life works just fine without your father's money, and your brother has to deal with whatever his morality and whatever his sense of independence is with respect to your father. It has nothing to do with you. You don't have to worry about it at all. You have a life that works for you. You found your daughter. Your mother lives. You've probably had more of an ongoing relationship with your mother than they have. And if anybody's jealous, they're probably jealous of you in that you've had an ongoing relationship with your mother. So just treat this whole thing, be curious, not furious. Just be curious to see what happens. Whenever, if anybody tries to say anything that's hurtful, just laugh hilariously like it was the best joke you ever heard in your entire life. And you'll be fine. And then they'll leave.
Well, my sister and my father live here. Only my brother lives in Hong Kong.
Well,
so basically, in the past year, I go to nursing home. I go when my sister's not going, so I just avoid her. She always like behind my back, told everybody she's better, this, that.
Margaret, she can tell anybody anything she wants. It doesn't have to affect you. It really doesn't. Obviously your sister is very competitive with you, and we're only competitive with people that we think are a threat to us. So just laugh hilariously. You don't have to deal with what your sister's craziness is. You know, that's her problem, not yours. And that you've already learned how to deal with your sister. This is the time to focus on your mother and saying goodbye to your mother. Your brother will go back to Hong Kong. And your life will go on. But this is a time to focus on your mother and your relationship with her and saying goodbye to her. And not focusing on the disturbances in the family. Every family has crazinesses and has disturbances. But, you know, you can choose not to focus on that. You can choose not to use the word we were using before, not to be distracted. That your brother will go back. You've already learned how to deal with your father and your sister, and this is the time to figure out how to say goodbye to your mother. And everything else is irrelevant. None of it makes any difference.
But when I see them, I just think about going to meet with them.
Margaret, I just spent all the time saying you don't have to make that choice. That's an unwise choice.
Okay.
So make another choice. Listen, it's kind of like you're sitting in front of two piles of two bowls of food, and one you know is going to make you sick and uncomfortable and unhappy, and the others will make you healthy. Why would you try the one that's going to make you sick and unhealthy? You don't have to choose that one. And you can say, well, but that one looks delicious. But Margaret, you know it's not going to work. You know it's going to make you sick. You know it's not a healthy choice. So choose the other one. You don't have to choose to be upset by them. You don't have to choose to focus on who they are and what you don't like about them. All you can choose to focus on how well your life works, your relationship with your mother, saying goodbye to your mother, and the rest of it, let it go, because it doesn't make any difference.
Okay. So may I just limit the time with them or how that works? What should I do?
Well, I mean, you'll work that out. My guess is that the only way to avoid them completely is to avoid your mother. And that doesn't make any sense, because what you really need to do, I would certainly spend, before they come, I would certainly spend as much time as you could with your mom.
Yes.
By yourself.
Yes, I do that.
And once they're there, you're probably going to spend some time with them in the same room, because that's where your mother will be. And so bring a book or focus on your square breathing or do visualization. Do you do yoga or anything of that sort?
Yes, I do.
So do some yoga breathing. Do dragon breath. You'll be all right. All right? You can
choose.
But
if they ask to go out for dinner every week, you know, should I always go out to dinner, lunch with them all the time?
Well, you can say, you know, look, I can't do today, but you'll do some. I mean, you don't want to start a war, but you can say, listen, I would love to meet you for dinner, or we'll do lunch. You don't have to do all of it. Say, I just need some time by myself, or I'm going to go light a candle for mom, or I'm going to go pray or whatever. I need a little bit of time by myself, but I would love to join you for lunch or for dinner, whatever it is. So, yeah, but all you have to be is charming and kind and nice. And if nothing else, let them be ugly. You don't have to do that.
Right?
You can just focus. You're welcome. And, you know, in a little bit, you can go and download this at drjoy.com and listen to the podcast. So every time you're feeling that sense that this is going to be awful, you can say, no, it doesn't have to be awful. I can think about it as just being curious to see what they're going to say or do. I don't have to be furious. I don't have to hold a grudge. I don't have to hyperventilate. I can do some square breathing. I can do prayer. I can do yoga. I can do whatever I want that keeps me centered and focused on the whole thing, that what I really want to do is say goodbye to my mom. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Margaret. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.